your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Podsafe the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, is very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
But look, understand, we've got the best number two in the league. These are facts.
Kelleher is the best number two in the league.
Ortega's in the corner.
We got Neto. I don't know if he's better than Neto.
Who the hell's Neto?
What do you mean Neto? He's with Messi. That's my brother. Bournemouth.
Neto, the guy that grabs the ball out the net. Don't worry about it.
Neto's been on filthy. We rate
Shout
Neto.
Out Neto.
He's the best keeper in the league.
Come on now, brother.
We got offered 60 M's for Kelleher in the summer.
No, you did. From who?
Don't worry about all that.
But brother, you ain't getting offered no 60 M's for Kelleher.
Loons is back. He's got his own newspaper sources.
Yes, boys. Lippy and the nine. I think this was always meant to be. See, I'm here by myself. Why are you? That's like a, what is that happiness?
Yeah,
is that,
exactly. Because I'm so happy seeing you up there, boy. Oh.
What the hell is going on, man?
What do you mean? I'm here, man.
I was thinking why he zipped up to the top.
Do you know what? Do you know the sickest thing is? I'm not that. If I saw anyone else do it, I'm not saying that I'm not disgusted, but I ain't that disgusted.
Do you want to know why I'm unhappy about this?
You do. That's natural.
Wait, yeah, man. Lippy has just got his moment up top. And then you've just stole it. Brother, how do we know if we have a captain or not if you can't handle the dressing room like that? You gotta test the captain out.
Why have you got main character syndrome? It's not about you this week.
The young player's gotta do that though. He's gotta throw in, he's got a fast
man. Yeah, man, just
gotta
see what he can do.
What's the equivalent to that when you don't like it?
Changing the music in the changing room.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, my man's got his tunes beating and he puts on Little Dirk.
Little Dirk's here, man.
Your Little Dirk?
Little Dirk's here, man.
Puffer jacket with nothing underneath.
That's
crazy.
Puffy Sun type vibes.
This type of man is playing KSI's new single.
That's a decent tune.
Yeah, bro, it's all right, you know.
Hey, I don't think it's that bad.
I think it's motivational. I think it's all right.
How does it go again?
I can see it in the stars. It's you can. You got to see it
in the
stars.
Yeah, man, you got to see it in the stars. Yeah, man. I like it, man.
You don't rate it. Lose, you don't rate it.
Bro. No,
mate.
Lose is back, by the way.
Yeah, Lose is back.
Lose is back.
Hey, where have you been, my brother? Where have you been?
What have you been up to?
Shopping about, man. You already know, man. The streets ain't forgiving. Stay off the streets, kids.
Did the crowd pressure us?
Whoa. What the hell?
Wait, what happened?
Hey, brother, the record scratched, bro. The record scratched like five times.
Did we know that? Who authorized this? It happened abruptly.
There was concerns in the crowd. We felt that on the Duos episode. Make sure you check that out. We had to address them. They wanted some presence back from Legends.
Yeah, man.
That's mad.
Come on, Thierry Henry's second coming. He scored his goal against Leeds United.
It's not quite that, man, but it's like Suarez at Liverpool. You know,
Suarez at Liverpool.
Everyone's
training kit.
Oh my god.
Training kit.
Why are your nipples
your
so hard?
Are still narrow. You can't wear what them the kind hell? Of t-shirt there. I told so you.
You ain't been going gym then,
bro. Nasium's not for. I don't need to go, man.
Aye, there's none of that here. There's no wires here. It's football.
All right, man. That's so you feel, man. I can do what I need to do. I'm press resistant.
Even that is kind of, you get me, but there's none of that here.
I'm press resistant, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
We're cool with that.
Press resistant.
Loons, have you ever played football naked?
Why do you keep, you know what? You're throwing too many spanners in the works.
Yeah, man.
What is that though? Why? Who done that?
You know what? There was a time here that I was thinking about when I was at school.
You was thinking about 22 men playing football naked?
No, I was at school here and I was playing ball. And I must have went, it's one of those school days where I went to school and I didn't realize that like I had a hole in my boxers and a hole in my trousers. What? So I must have been playing, brother.
You noticed?
No, I didn't know, bro.
So I'm playing ball, yeah, and I'm feeling like a little wind.
Breeze.
A little breeze. And I'm thinking, where's this breeze coming from, fam?
Do you know what I would have allowed him? It didn't happen to me. It happened to my brethren. One of them ones.
There you go.
You know when you forget your bottoms at PE? They made my brethren wear his boxers. Bro, and my brethren's a baller. So you're seeing this guy step overs everything in his brief. You get me?
Now, I'm going to be totally honest with you, Caleb. This episode is sponsored by NordVPN.
Oh, my gosh.
They keep you safe online, at home and abroad with just one click. And with, you know, the beautiful opportunity in which they've given us, I find it quite disrespectful that you've decided to turn up without even wearing a shirt.
Well, you should have told me, man. I didn't know. But you know what I did know?
Go on.
If you're traveling,
yes,
NordVPN can help. And it can help you watch the football abroad on all your devices and can stop you from getting geo-blocked.
Yeah, if you change your virtual location, something I wish I could do now, but I definitely wouldn't go to the No Rule show because Specs is asking for me to sit on his lap. But the good thing is you can save even more money on flights and hotels with NordVPN. And Caleb will give you the details.
I think, if I remember, it's nordvpn.com/filthyfellas.
Okay, amazing.
And what do you get with that?
Well, you get a man that doesn't want to wear a top, and you also get extra 4 months on a 2-year plan with a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Ooh, sweet giblets.
NordVPN, cybersecurity built for every day.
It's different now. Schools are like academies and stuff now. It's different. You can't get away with... I tried to give my little cousin money for school the other day. He said, nah, cuz it's fingertip. I said, what?
Yeah, you got.
Yeah,
you
I said, what is that? What are you not doing to each other?
It's like jail. It's like jail, man. Fingerprint and you spend your money.
Do you know, I kind of prefer it, because when I think about now, school back in the day and what the teachers were condoning and allowing, you could never get away with some of that stuff today. My teacher hit me.
Your teacher hit you? Did you hit him back?
No, mum did.
Oh, my teacher hit me too, to be fair, but I was in Zambia.
I remember there was an African maths teacher, and he offered that everyone in the class is dads. He's like, I'm like, you know, like, I done a post yesterday. You remember when teachers used to cry? Remember when teachers used to cry because they couldn't control the class?
They still cry. They still cry.
Nah, I can't do this. I actually can't. Do you ever remember that? Yeah.
And man, are there trying not to laugh at
them Australian teachers. Yeah.
This teacher was like, F all that.
Oh.
Get your dad up here.
Oh.
I'll punch up your dad. Matter of fact, any of you lot, get your dad up here. I'll punch up your dad. I was like, he ain't talking to me, boy. My dad ain't here.
I was about to say that. I know you went to a school where that applied to like 3 men in the class.
Bro, no, but remember, I went to school in Islington, so a couple of the white boys, but they, bro, my man had those. What are they called again?
Oh, the
shoulders.
The on top of your shoulders.
Oh, traps.
Oh, traps.
He had shoulders on top of his shoulders.
Bro, he had the neck, bro.
What, the teacher?
Teacher, yeah. Or
the AP teacher?
No, maths teacher. Wow.
Maths? How are you offering out dads in maths?
I remember this. It was, he writ a letter on the board. Like, 1-2 times, and there's a letter. I said, listen, this ain't English. I'm out of here.
Well, that's algebra, saying? Brother. But are you saying it like it's a foreign thing?
Yeah, brother, leave
that's
him.
That's algebra,
leave
brother.
What,
don't get it twisted. I failed the thing as well. I got my C. But he said, yeah, he wrote a letter. I said, brother, you know I'm waiting for the
I'm in the wrong class. So I must have got out and clocked us on the maths floor.
Brother, Loons is looking at the thing like it's hieroglyphics. He's trying to decipher codes.
I still don't know what A add 2 take away minus Y equals.
I can figure that out. I can figure that out if you told me what C is. Wait, what did he say?
There was no C.
I cannot believe what I've just heard.
What?
The algebra come on and he thought it was a different lesson.
I thought it was English.
All right, can I ask that now? Hey. Why did you get hit at school?
Yeah, what
hit.
Happened? Yeah, in Zimbabwe, in Zambia.
I think it was just misbehaving, man. Just
deep voice, man. You sound like a man.
I was one of those people that I thought I was smarter than the teachers.
You was a bad you.
Yeah, I thought I was smarter than the teachers.
Yeah,
like I'm the type of person that the teacher told me if you think you're so smart, come up and teach the class, and I go and I give a full lesson plan, and the teacher just like
that doesn't
I'm not
surprise me.
But full lesson, where you get the lesson?
Brother, the book's right there. You just read from the book.
Cause you know what's mad? You didn't get changed. You've been bare chest underneath
the whole time.
Whole
when
time.
No one noticed, bro.
What do you mean notice? Why would we know? We can't see, brother.
I noticed. I was like, why is his jacket zipped all the way up? I was thinking that.
You didn't say, you didn't say nothing
underneath from a jacket.
You didn't say
but
nothing.
I did think, why is he zipped up? And I was going to comment that you got the old school Pradas
on.
The old school run. There's a run a man down.
What's going on?
That's a run a man down in them.
Wait. Come on. Lean forward. Close your legs. So I've got to look.
I can't close my legs, bro. I've got a pole in.
Have you seen the whole outfit, though?
Hey, that double entendre. Man said, bro, I can't close my legs.
I've got a literal pole in between.
Hey, yo, that was cold.
He's good. That was good.
Are you for kidding?
I thought you were doing gunshots to his pole.
Because someone's what? This is all mad.
Nah. The way I've set out the team today is for a reason.
Go on. Okay.
Why am I here?
Understand? I'm going to introduce the panel. I'm going to let everyone know.
Oh, we're going back?
Yeah, we're going back.
Okay.
Oh, we have to, bro.
Yeah, I hear you.
We have to.
Power and the glory. You know what I'm saying? This is us over here. Like, the power and the glory. The power and the glory.
I introduce myself. You introducing me?
I'm going to introduce you because I don't trust you. All right, cool. I don't know what you're going to say. Mm. Your shirt off. Yeah. So obviously we got the youngest in charge, Mr. Caleb. Round of applause to Caleb.
Is he the youngest?
Brother,
are you the youngest?
His voice has been here before. He used to haunt people.
Obviously, I've got...
His voice has been here.
For generations.
Grown into
I've got Caleb there.
To haunt people.
Because it's far away from me.
Okay.
It's next to Poet, so he has to behave.
Come on.
And the way you're moving, I think you don't deserve... certain cameras to see you right now. You're gonna play up front one day.
Okay.
But I like the way we're never moving. He's always in that chair. That's Caleb's chair. Please always be there.
Can I be honest with you? I absolutely hated the teacher that made us sit, like, because it happened a few times.
Oh,
like,
spoil your seating plan.
Yeah, man.
Oh. Rather than sit, you want to sit with your brethren, they're like, yeah. You sit there.
You too.
Nah, but I liked mixing it up. I was that you. I dealt with everyone.
Yeah, you chat to everyone.
Yeah, you do. But you're walking to class. You two's just had a good last lesson. You know what? Let's go murder maths together. They don't know we've said we're going to have a good maths lesson. And then they've gone and said, you know, you two put your sitting together.
Hey, I'm just picturing him in maths, man. That's mad.
I'm going to introduce Paul now. Obviously, the club captain. Club captain.
The CEO. The person you love to hate.
Crop circle.
The PEO firm.
I love you,
the crowd,
man.
You're starting to cater to the crowd now. I see the change in energy.
We have to cater to the crowd. I've always wanted to cater to the crowd. They believed I'm something I'm not, but continue to believe that. I believe it is incredible for you to think I'm something I'm not. Also, I did see a show with you.
What show was that?
So, Specs, when are you going back on Filthy Fellas?
When Poet decides to apologise, but he has to sit on my lap. Poet, the choice is yours, man.
Poet, the choice is yours.
Poet, the choice is yours.
A certain somebody said that they'll come back if I sit on their lap.
Jesus. You know what it is? Let's negotiate something else.
Mm. No.
I said, I
know. No, but Lippy, watch it.
Gordon.
I'm willing to do it.
Do you know why he's willing to do it? Because I said so. No, do you know why? Because I said, if we do it on camera, like, put it this way. Just let me land. You have to let me finish this one. If I was sitting on Specs's lap right now, you wouldn't know.
No.
He's that small.
Specs is sitting on my lap right now.
He's taller than man. So he could be sitting on Specs's lap, right? I expect you could back there, bro.
I expect.
Sorry.
Why was he down there?
No, that's not how you sit on a man.
Yeah, that's.
That's crazy. Well,
sorry. You're right. 1 second. Can you educate me how you sit on a man's lap? You said to me that's not how you sit on a man's.
Yo, listen. When he's in these clothes, you want to ask him this.
You win.
When he's in this costume.
All right, the way Poet looked back at it, yeah.
Look back at it.
Oh, look back at it. Look back at it.
Poet went.
You arch back, bro.
I know. I thought I had the right teammate, but I remember.
Nah, man, this guy, I forgot.
Like when he's doing up hench Steve-O muscling, I'm cool.
Muscling is crazy.
Muscling.
Yeah. Where is it then?
No. Yeah.
Muscling.
That's the English class that had the math teacher.
Masculine. Masculine.
You would see numbers in maths.
Potato, potato. Get out of here.
Come on.
So obviously we got the experience, Mr. Steves. He's played the game. He's been here. Do you know what it is? You're my inspiration for the 9 role.
Thank you.
I want you to know that, man.
Big of yourself.
Round of applause.
Yeah, man. He's played it so well, so many weeks.
Kevin Davis. Kevin Davis up top.
Kevin Davis?
Nah.
Kevin Davis up top.
You're a lot more classy up there.
David. Davis is a legend.
Romario.
Dan is, yeah. Romario. And obviously, last but not least, my bro. I had to be up front for this. It's the Fruit Punch Papi.
Yeah, yeah.
Gosh.
Young Rock Wilder.
Don't forget the main one that Steve-O hates, what they used to call me back in the day in school.
What's the main one?
What's that one?
The Black Row. You remember they used to call me like Raul? You remember Steve-O hates that he's called me the Black
Row? Raul, bro.
You get me?
The Black
Row.
Yeah, come on. Creative director.
I was at Raul in school days.
Not even Raul, you know, Raul.
Do you know what it is? Do you know why it's going mad right now, boys?
Yeah, go on.
It's because it's international break.
Yeah.
Nothing to speak about.
No, Lee Carsley.
There's no Arsenal clips to hate on this week.
Yeah, true.
A ref couldn't do us wrong this week. Mm-hmm. So we're all just onto each other.
Gavin Birch can't be just twisting up the midfield and everybody. You know what I'm saying? Ryan Gravenberch.
Yeah, I thought I missed this guy.
Jesus.
Until we started talking about football.
Ryan Gravenberch.
He's balling out of control.
Balling out. You see, you're watching the wrong things, my guy.
Bro,
I'm watching the wrong things, bro.
It's hard.
The way he put Kobe Mainoo in the blender, bro. Ninja.
Brother, leave Mainoo alone, man. Mainoo's alone in that midfield. We're not even talking about that right now.
I know.
But listen. Manners. Obviously, it's been a long week about the football. You get me? I shouted Poet, asked for tickets. Told me there's no game even on. I said, bro. I'm in motion.
But did you're so lit. I don't care who we're playing.
No, I don't care. The next brother, game. It could have been League Cup. I'm asking, what about the youth? Surely the youth, them.
Women played. Women, Chelsea and Arsenal.
Overhead kick. Yeah, yeah. One of the women.
Oh, yeah. I see. Bunny. Is Bunny the Man City Jamaican woman striker?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She scored against the Arsenal goalie, ran into the post trying to save her header, innit?
Did you see it? You don't sound like you saw it.
I saw it. She's done it.
Steve-O is trying to get a clothesline right now, you know? He's nasty with it.
Nah, but obviously, I want to ask my experienced player. Do you think, you as well, obviously. You played with Joe Cole, Loons. I remember.
Joe Cole?
Yeah, is it in district, man? Come on, man.
Black Raul was true.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Bioac and Femwa. Jay Boffred.
No, you never played a Jay.
Come on, man. Did you know me, man? But I was in the team also because I was Black Ralph for touch and finish, yeah? But I was also on the team because I used to tell other defenders, touch me.
Who did you say was in that team? I can make the call right now.
Phone by Awaken Fenwa and say Andre Osborne. He'll say he was in Richmond House, he was in Gloucester House. Gloucester never won the Inter House tournament.
Now you said you played with Jay Boffred.
Jay Boffred, Holloway Boys, absolutely. Ask him.
Can you phone that right now, please?
Wait. Let's not even do that. Put video call him. Video.
Oh. Oh.
Why is Siri moving like that?
He's on golf trip.
Yeah, duh. I was peak. I can't believe we haven't even spoken about football yet.
Obviously, you've played the game. We all have, but you've been to where we couldn't get to, unfortunately. But do you think that players are playing too much football at the moment?
Oh. Mad thing. Who would have thought Lippy would get up top and then get serious on us? But
you get one of them strikers, Heskey.
Do I think? Yeah. Mm. Yeah. But
I think so.
Players back in the day, I remember Lampard playing, and I'm saying back in the day, but we're talking 20 years ago. So I remember Lampard doing a season where I think he played 63 games because I was in Champions League, League Cup. They got to the final.
Everything. And World Club Cup, I remember that season.
And back then, he played all the games. Players now, they've got bigger squads. They've got focused training and all the rest of it. So I think they play a lot of games now. They played a lot of games then. But it's probably easier now because you've got the tools around, you know? The recovery. You can go into oxygen tanks and all of this. You didn't have
that. Yeah, but that, the only reason that I hear it, but it's like, regardless of the error, you played to 100%,
yeah.
No matter what.
It was harder to play on those pitches, like back in the day.
Not Frank Lampard time, though.
No, maybe not. Maybe not Lampard.
I think it's bad now, though. If you take into consideration, I think our league probably had the most games anyway because we've got two cup competitions. You've got the Community Shield and you've got the league. Then you throw in no Christmas break. And in present day, And that would only be for the top sides that would play that many competitions and go through, which was a limited amount. Now you could be a player, no disrespect, at a lower side and still have to play that many games, which means there's too much people. And it's like, and we got no Christmas break. Like, I just think there's too much
don't
people being
Don't push
played,
for Christmas break because that's one of the
No,
own...
we've got it now.
I know, but that's fair, the, don't push because those games, that run up of games, like, a man like me that don't get much presents for Christmas, that's my present.
Yeah, but then loons, you mix that in with the amount of international tournaments they're introducing now, UEFA Nations League. For the new, to watch it as a fan, great, but my God, I don't even get to miss football.
But you see one thing, like, can I just land on that? But you see, like, with the too much football thing, that's why you'd never get to see, you know, like you've got your favourite Brazilian player, you never get to see them that long because they play too
it's
much
the
football.
Intensity, yeah,
they play
yeah.
too much football. Like, by the time they
that's
get to
what
Europe,
I was gonna say.
They played 100, 150 games in Brazil. So we're doing the same to our players. Saka, for example.
Yeah.
They're running him into the ground.
Yeah, but 100 games, but come on, let's be honest. 100 games at no disrespect again.
At 18,
no, but 100 games at League Two and 100 games in the Premier League is a different 100 games. The intensity in the Premier League in terms of how like switched on you have to be
of course,
up here and then your physical attributes. You take a look at Wayne Rooney. If he didn't play from he was 16 years old, he might retire at 35. But he was playing intense football from 60. The only player that I've seen play that much football for this long is James Milner. James Milner is the only person, or Gareth Barry. But outside of that, bro, I think it's a bit too much football.
For example, look, Neymar. We knew Neymar from 15.
Mohawk, all that, bro.
He's basically he retired when he moved to PSG.
Yeah, I agree.
He retired. He won everything, and Brazilians do that.
100%.
They've got like a 4-year span because they get burned out at a young age. All these Chelsea's paying 30 mil for Octavian and da da da. These niggas they're 17 with 100 games under their belt. This is too much football, bro. It's too much football.
Let me ask the man them this question, yeah? We're all 30 plus, other than the guy ain't got a shirt on. When's the last time you played two matches in a week?
Double header?
Yeah.
Oh, in a week?
This season just gone, I done Saturdays and Sundays. I've been doing it for the last 3 years. You see, last season,
catching up. You felt it?
Different. Sundays, I am. Because you know what it is? It's kind of, what's that thing called? DOMS, delayed onset muscle soreness.
Wow.
Yeah?
Oh my goodness.
Right. All right, yeah.
Real baller out here, man.
Come on.
It didn't used to affect me that much, innit? I used to convince myself, nah, man.
You got good muscle memory.
It's psychological.
Yeah, it's muscle memory, though.
I could fight through it. But the colder months last year.
Yeah, the dome starts kicking in.
Different, bruv.
Can I just say this to you?
Yeah.
Have you noticed that if you play with football with white guys, yeah?
Yeah.
See, certain times they just come out with their cycling shorts, bro. These men they got all the tricks of the trade.
You gotta learn from them, man.
Step out. These white men got cycling shorts, keeping everything hard, tight top on everybody. You understand? Bro, they just play on for longer than just stop.
Muscle
bro,
roller,
you stop
see everything.
White man saying, you know what? I ain't gonna catch you. That's your man, Steve. You see, it's start. Yeah, start talking.
Like, man like Mo Salah, he's my age. He would have been my school year.
Your age.
What is he doing? How? He is moving. He's been playing at this intensity since he got to Liverpool.
Yes, man.
He's 32.
Yes, man.
Gonna be 33, and it don't look like he's gonna stop. Even that up to Cristiano Ronaldo.
But you lot are forgetting, the recovery that he is getting compared to what you get after your Saturday game.
But the running he's doing, the people that's kicking him.
Yeah, it's different level, man.
No, you know what it is? It's, someone said it the other day, like, these men, they got to go to
We've
bed
been
at
sucked
8:30.
In, Lips. Hey, Lips, we have been sucked in. Yeah.
Man said these men go to bed at
8:30. Oh, they have to, man.
Because a 90-minute game once a week, sometimes twice a week, if you compare that to other sports, tennis, basketball 81 games
basketball
in a season.
Basketball's intense, not tennis.
Tennis is intense. I mean, it's lateral movement, but it's an intense, bro. No, boy, you could be playing for like 3 hours for like a thing.
It's intense.
And you got a game,
on
another one 2 days later.
Okay, so if you're a Champions League winning footballer, or not winning, Champions League competing football, Arsenal, Odegaard. Yes, so you got Norway, Arsenal, Champions League.
Football is one of the least like
no, it's, say, it's no, don't get into no, it's still intense. A lot, but it's a lot.
I'm with
more...
Steve-O though. I hear him.
I can't explain.
No, but can I say one thing? Well, how long are the off periods in these situations though? Because my only concern is the fact that after playing 9-10 months of football, mm-hmm. if you do have a bit of an off period where you can relax for a little bit,
is that 2 weeks? You're getting.
I don't think that's long enough.
It's not. That's
you know,
it.
It reminds me of. I watched the you watched the Vince McMahon documentary. Yeah, it reminds me of the time when at the start of wrestling when it was very intense and it became more entertainment. These guys are just products. Get them out of here. And I feel like
Vince
football,
was making them work 365 days.
So if you look
days,
at football today, football to me, these guys are not people no more. They are products. At 18, 19 years old, you need to have a YouTube, an Instagram, all of these types of things to put you out, to build you as a product. So therefore, the more appearances is what builds your ability to be a stronger product. It's like they're not even caring about the health of these guys now.
Everyone's not going to be a Cole Palmer. Like, can have a goal with a viral celebration. Everyone's not going to have that because it just builds himself. That builds it. See that 2-3 times, you're like, nah, this is cold.
You know it is.
You know what I'm saying, innit?
Man, we're seeing players obviously come out and speak about it. I see Rodri spoke about it. Varane the other season come out
Gundogan.
And said, yeah, they're playing. They're all.
Courtois.
You get me?
Varane's retired.
Bro, from a keeper, is saying we're playing too much game. A keeper.
So then, you know, Steve, can I ask you, because you played, you're the only one here that played the game professionally. Taking a look from when you played up until now, the only thing I've noticed, and maybe I'm wrong, is how frequently certain players are getting injured and the length of time their injuries were. Back in the day, correct me if I'm wrong, man will get a couple of knocks. They're back in about a month and a half, whereas Courtois, at the start of last season, pretty much out for the season. Rodri, that we just seen, out for the season, probably the reason why we're going to win the Premier
League. Don't forget as well, you've got players back then that played through injury.
You're not playing for
because
ACL.
No, not ACL. What some did. Some did meniscus and some played through it.
So Ledley.
Exactly. And they would schedule. There's a lot of scheduling. There's a lot of scheduling operations at the end of seasons and all of that, right?
Yeah.
And you done that because in the dressing room you look like a pum pum. That's what they would call you, innit? Now it's different, bro.
Didn't you see Raheem Sterling's last interview?
What did he say?
When he said about, he goes, he just, Suarez is just something. When he was at Liverpool, his ankle swelled up to the size of his thigh. He had to wear Gerrard's boots, 2 sizes too big. Everyone would have said no. He took the injection, went out and scored a hat trick. Players ain't built like that no more. You know what I'm saying? Players ain't built like that no more. Like, but you don't want players to be built like that.
I was just going to say, we have the information now that how clubs treat you, how people treat you. Like before, you used to run through brick walls for your club. Now.
No, they'd sign you based off that. Like you could get scouted off that. Like, yeah, that kid took a mad tackle. Go. But now it's like, even the players' body types, they're all like super lean, slim. Like you don't get them big bulldozer guys anymore.
Is there any onus on managers though? I know there's like big game players and like and for big moments. Is there any onus on the manager to like rotate more, like in a season? Because there's certain men that are just getting run to the ground. Like even Arteta, for example,
he loves his starting 11.
And I know you men are like going for a league, so you got to like play your best team.
As I hear it,
but to a certain extent,
I look after my Sunday league team, right?
Cool.
I've got certain players.
Never?
Say again? Yeah, player manager thing,
cold.
Sort of. But all jokes aside, it's like I got players that have to play in it.
Yeah.
They have to play.
Why?
So it's just because of what they do. So it might be the threat that they cause, the way they might put in the tackle that makes us play a certain way. You understand? And that at the top flight, I can only imagine. Like Arteta imagining going into a game without Saka, without Saliba, without Gabriel.
You don't do them all at once. That's the key. I learned that from Football Manager. You know, like when the guy's gauge is low, I say, okay, cool, man, I'm looking to hold a draw till halftime, then I'm bringing
the only reason I understand what Arsenal do, we're not at a position, we'll move on in a second, but we're not at the position. Remember I said it when we was watching the Leicester game the other day?
Yeah.
And we saw that everyone was starting. We were like, why? Why ain't Wanneri starting? And then look, it was 2-2 at a point when we were 2-0 up.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like, so I just think, with us and certain other teams, I think United are there as well, but Ten Hag is
But he even did that whole like centre back change in the last game. Like where he took off that, and people are saying that's mad, but look at the last season, we had about like 9 injuries to our centre back. We had 9 different like
centre
back partnerships.
Like, I don't want to get in because I'll be here all day talking about your gaffer and blah blah. But I even tweeted this, yeah? In my whole time of watching football, watching great teams, great and great managers, watching teams be good and then drop off. I have never ever seen a manager sub off his 2 centre backs in a game.
Yeah, but brother, I told you
at a draw. He's looking to lose.
Let me just interrupt.
You don't change that.
One sec, Greg Felix, can we pretend we're on a prison visit?
No,
and
this we're not.
I'm ignoring it,
man. You know why? Because you see me, I'm not saying I like when wham man have their shirt off. But you see, when a man's got a bit of muscle and he's sitting
puppy
there,
fat,
it's like,
man.
It's cool. I understand.
But
why
take your thing on.
Why is
see,
your
bro.
Shirt off?
Let's see. Because it's hot, bro. I got a puffer and it's hot.
Then get a shirt, bro. Get it. Wear in the office. Get him a shirt.
I might, you know what? I might go on strike.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think I might go on strike.
Hey. Buy now, filthy@5.com.
Steve, you mentioned strike.
Yes.
Strike. Obviously, the players, they're very, very powerful now. I see Mbappe bought a football team the other day. We're to all kind of madness.
Really?
Yeah,
someone else bought a football team.
Someone else did. Who was it? Yeah, Trent.
But he wasn't.
They said Trent was, but Mbappe definitely copped a football team. So players got power now. Mm-hmm, got a lot of power. And I think that might be a factor. Like back in the day, you probably couldn't go to your gaffer and be like, oh, I got a knock. Can I not play?
Exactly.
But now players got power.
But that's not right though, by the way.
It's not
how people were treated back in the day, like playing through injuries and...
But you know what it is? What if... No, but this is my thing. Why do you need to... This is football. This ain't rugby. This ain't boxing, American football. Like, why do I need... I see an interview... Luis Suarez said, I should even laugh, he can't play with his youths because he can't walk after he plays football. Retire, brother. You can't play with your children.
Who said that? Suarez.
Suarez, brother. Yeah, I love the game, but I can't play.
All face.
Tense.
All face.
So let's have it right. Let's have it right, boys. The players might go on strike.
Can I say something? Yeah. And it's funny you mentioned Suarez, Saha there, can't play with his son or whatever.
Suarez. Yeah. I thought it was Luis Saha as well.
No, Luis Suarez.
Saha can play with his sons.
Suarez got a son. He's playing now, isn't he?
He went to the Brazilian
Miami.
Team.
Yeah, he's at Miami now.
No, but so he's gone to another team.
Yeah, he's still playing.
Since he can't play with his youth. So now we can't play with himself.
I think players had more... They should have gone on strike back in the day more than now. They're more protected now. They're more looked after now.
You can't go on strike when there's no butter on your bread, though. You get what I'm saying? Like, now there's butter on the bread.
Nah, no. Back then, they're making money now.
Exactly.
No, back then, the game was like... You were encouraged to be like a soldier.
Yes.
Like, football might not have been one of them.
They lied to you.
They acted like it was.
They robbed you.
Yeah, they literally made you like a... That
but that's only here, you know that, innit?
Yeah, 100%.
Only here.
No, not only
what
here.
What do you mean?
Like England is like, when you go other places, like a footballer's an artist. No, like in Spain, in Italy. Like in England, it's a soldier. You got to run through brick walls, mate.
It's not that, Lou.
You know what I mean?
Think about it. There's so much more money in the game now. Man City can spend 60 million on a centre-back, get it wrong and do the same thing next year.
Yeah.
And even a club coming up from the Championship can do mad things like that. Whereas back in the day, £15 million was big bread. So if you spent £15 million on your striker, you've got to make that work.
So let's just say the players do go on strike and our game gets taken away from us.
Mm-hmm.
What are we watching, boys?
What
are we gonna
do? What sport are we watching? Or what?
Gossip Girl.
Vibes, come on.
XO.
My love is very special.
That's Gossip Girl.
Yeah, it's a TV show, bro. She says XO. That she says it at the start of Gossip Girl. So he stole that.
So basically, Vibes Cartel stole it from... He stole it from Gossip Girl. Yeah. Big up Vibes, man.
So obviously, boys, we... are a team here. And Poe, I'm gonna be honest, bro. We are being overplayed. We got Loons has just come back, Gundogan, and he's playing.
I'll be honest, y'all striking, I'll be here feeling, I'll sit in all the seats.
That's what I wanted to get to, innit?
I'm not overplayed.
I don't think the crowd's appreciating us.
Yeah,
they're not. Appreciating this transition period we've had. I'm feeling a little bit like Xhaka right now.
Abue.
So maybe Abue, we should... No, Abue...
Abue went crazy.
Abue didn't go on strike. He had to leave. He had to. But all jokes aside, Paul, I think we should go on strike. I don't... Nah. Bro, we got Lippy playing up front. Yeah. We're on our bare bones, bruv.
Listen, man. Topless. We got a topless winger.
Right back. Boys, we just be honest. Some man have gone on strike already.
Mm.
So although the fans are unhappy, we don't run away. We have to make them happy. We can't go on strike. I'm not going on strike.
What the?
What's going on? Hey, what did he do?
I'm not big enough to fight you.
But Loons, Loons, speak to the mic though.
You can't do.
Can't do what? All right, let's move
you
on.
You can't do that.
What did he do?
Bro.
Fart. Because he always.
Brother, you know what? Loki is your
and
fault.
And you pointed it at me.
It's your fault though. You gave him the cheeseburger, and you knew that was set him off.
The man said we can match that up after. Hey, listen, bro. You're lucky I've been to your yard.
Listen. So obviously, during the international break.
Yes.
There has been a Premier League civil war.
Oh, yes.
And war is in the air right now. Yeah. Certain soldier man just walked in. Whew. We got to bring him over here. Come.
Right, go get your chair.
Pull up.
Yes, my G.
Sky.
We got Scorch in the building, people.
Come on. Walked in at the right time. Civil war.
I forgot you rapped, you know. I thought you waffled about Spurs, but.
You know what? Do you know why I'm up front today? You know why this is special? Before we talk about the Premier League Civil War, my first filthy episode, Scorcher was there.
Mm.
So this is a full circle moment.
I think my first filthy episode, you might have been there.
Was your, what, we had the same debut?
No, your debut was before mine.
No, we always argue, and that is lies.
What was you like?
He's been at the club longer than me.
No,
he's
like
one of them. Yes, you have, bro.
You got late to the level, like Dewsbury Hall, kind of.
See? Oh.
I saw your freestyle dubbing, man, but no double barreled name is with me. I'm like Modric from Spurs to Real Madrid. That's the transition.
Yeah, I see where you're
at. Yeah, but Dewsbury, blood clot. Big you up, Kieran.
And big you up, he's a baller, by the way.
100%. Yeah. Bad move to Chelsea. Bad move.
But you know it is, you can't have a breakout season at 28 in the champ.
You can, man.
He's not 28.
Are you 28?
But let's not stay there. Back to war.
Yeah, back to war, man.
Is he 28?
No.
He's not, he's 25. But yes, back to war. Scorch the wind up, bro.
Yeah. Premier League Civil War.
Yeah.
Obviously, Man City.
26.
115. I've heard it's more charges or something.
No, it's a different charges. The other charges, they beat him.
Because I heard they beat a thing the other day, but that's not even to do with
that. No, that's a separate.
But damn. Can I throw a curveball out there?
Curve it.
10 years' time, 15, 20 years' time, Man United done the same thing City's done.
What?
Man United done the same thing City.
Who told you?
What is accused of doing. Let me just land. Man United have been spending 30, 40, 50 mil when other clubs were spending 7, 6, 10 mil, yeah? Man United have been spending money they never had way before it was illegal to do it. These are facts.
When was this?
Rio Ferdinand's cost 30 mil in what, 2001? 2001?
Hey, wait, no, but it goes back further than that. Cantona, Leeds won the league.
Leeds won the league.
Yeah.
And Man United finished, I don't know, fourth, I don't know. And then they bought the top goal scorer of the league off Leeds. They bought the player of the year, Roy Keane from Nottingham Forest. Like they got pumped money and they spent it and it had no way of making it.
No, but it is.
So it's the same as Man City.
No, it's all the same, man. No, it's not. Do you know why it's not the same?
New rules have been made.
Do you know why it's not the same?
I ain't got a problem with Man City doing
it. What City are doing, allegedly, yeah, is like, they're getting like other companies.
Yeah.
Like, old news they're saying the dinner ladies on, they're saying the dinner ladies on 350 bags a year.
No, he's selling.
It's lies, bro.
Let's get it proper. He's selling the company to his bread. Like, it's like me,
yeah,
and
bro.
I own the club. I was like, look, I'm going to sell the rights of the name to the stadium to you. I'm going to sell it to you for 2.5 million, but on paper, it's going to be 25 million.
Yeah.
So,
but what's wrong with that?
No, money.
Scorch, it's too dark.
The
they're doing.
I don't mind.
They got the team in France, yeah? There was a time where they couldn't make signings. They got that Troyes team in France. They made Troyes buy that Savio, brother. Savio went on loan to Girona. Out of nowhere, he's cold.
Mm-hmm.
He's in City, Savinho now. He's got a new name, cuz. He's going past Calafiori.
Inio, bro.
Oi, that touch against Calafiori.
Oh my God.
I weren't here, but did you not try to say that Calafiori goal was like... good tech, like.
That goal was good. That goal was good.
Let me
that
say something.
I can't believe he's doing this.
He's wrapped it.
He's wrapped it, yeah, but to wrap it that side, elite.
You don't think, no, but wait, he just shot. Like, this is
I know you've seen all levels of football.
No, G, I'm not, it was.
When have you seen that? I've seen Yaya do better.
No, but he just shot. Right. He just shot, crazy. Bro. He just shot.
He must have known he could do it.
Sometimes you just shoot.
Innit? He must have known he could do it.
Hey, Steve-O, you've seen all levels of football. Have you seen that one there?
Yeah, but you know why he hits like
side
that?
Side foot because into the up far post, top bins.
Because he crossed that. Because he done his cruciate ligament. He had to train him, retrain himself. Had to hit a ball.
Is that what he said?
Mm.
Do you know I'm not having it, yeah? Because if that was a pass, yeah, you're not going to question whether he meant it or not. Sometimes you just, football is just about kicking the ball to where you want it to go, bro. You don't care how it gets there.
I care.
Nah, man. I'm elegant.
You
shoot. Man. Look at that goal, though. Look at the goal.
You remember my favourite guy, Romario?
Yes, my guy.
He was known
Topo. But Topo's elite, though. You see Topo to finish a move
but
off.
In school, that was bad, though.
Yeah,
in school, if you done that.
Man's toe-poking over the bar. You see when you're toe-poking it to roll it in? Keep it on the floor and roll it in. You look like you're going to wrap it.
All right, listen.
Toe poke it in.
Boys, we're trying to escape from the matter at hand.
Sorry.
Yeah? Because City somehow got certain man backing them right now.
This is what I don't understand.
They got Chelsea with them. They got Newcastle.
Liverpool?
They got your ops, Everton.
Oh, Everton's got big butter. Everton's got a big butter.
Seriously. So it's all the, they can't spend it though. That's the money teams. Chelsea, Newcastle, Everton. Those are the money teams. Those are the teams that have been bought by the foreign billionaire them or whatever.
No, but see Chelsea, that the Chelsea thing's not legit though.
Why not?
Bro, look, listen. The bread is going to run out. I can't wait to see what happens when the bread runs out. Todd Bowley's money's not his. He's just a front for someone. But the people he's a front for got butter. Like, they got butter, bro.
So whose side are you on? Because if they're basically, there's some teams that are saying, these are the charges that they've got, but we're backing them anyway.
No, let's have it right. You're asking what... There is an opposition.
Yeah.
And it's being led by two people that are arch enemies in the grand scheme of things. No, that's Arsenal and Man United. Don't touch him. He did have a shirt on before. You know what? He's got on one now.
You got on one now, yeah. Come on, man.
You know why Man United's doing it, though, innit? Because they're whack. But I understand why Arsenal's doing it. You hear me? You're not getting robbed. But if it changed the rules, what difference is it going to be from you not finishing eighth? You know, would still finish eighth. You get me? If the top two changed, you're still eighth. You get what I'm saying? If first and second changes, you're still eighth. Gaffer, so
get him out.
Nah, I'm glad he's back. Hey, Steve-O, what do you reckon? If you obviously, like I said,
what's that? You know what it is? Let's ask Steve-O. We'll ask Scorch as well because they support mid-table clubs that don't really win things. So which side are you, man?
Do I want City to? Do I want City to get off the charges?
Yeah. You know what I mean? The other guys. No, because let's have it right. England, the core fan bases are United, Arsenal, Liverpool, arguably.
Tottenham?
In England. you think there's man.
That's why you lot are not arguing with no one. Arsenal fans are not arguing with no one.
The Tottenham fan base is strong, but do you think there's man in Birmingham that support Spurs?
Oh, no. No, listen.
No, but it's the truth, though. People all over the country support Arsenal, United, Liverpool.
Mm.
Yeah, but
Chelsea.
No,
maybe
but
now.
I think started to like from like yeah, like I started to meet because at first it was like a Haringey Borough, a Enfield thing.
It's a London thing.
But,
it's a London
but
thing.
I met you lot know Adam Bear.
Yeah, of course.
He's from West.
Yeah, we there's all mistakes.
Oh, so man said he expanded to West.
I thought you were gonna
man
say
needs
like
to hear West Yorkshire. We need to hear West Yorkshire.
There's Scouse Gooners. There's some Gooners from
yeah,
Manchester.
There's no Scouse Spurs fans.
Listen.
That's true.
100%.
Hey, do you know what? There's no man in Liverpool that supports Spurs. I can
none,
say there's none, not one.
There's Arsenal fans up there.
Of course.
But you know why they're Arsenal fans? Because they can't go to Everton, because that's the local rivals. And Liverpool was so down in the dumps that Arsenal were a Man City.
No, it's Ian Wright. It's Ian Wright.
There's Henry.
John Barnes.
Hmm?
That's my dad, isn't it? That's why I'm Liverpool.
That makes so much sense.
But Ian Wright's the reason why we're all here. Like, as a Spurs fan,
John Barnes.
You slyly don't like it, but you kind of like.
Yeah, you have to rate.
He's got a show and all that. He's got gold tooth.
Yeah, it's cold, bro.
The Bogle. The
Bogle.
Everything, bro.
That Bogle was crazy,
innit?
I see
that at the christenings, man. I see that. You dance, make your little cousins dance.
Just saying, innit?
Dancing.
Yeah. Rule Fox didn't really have that effect. You think
Harry Kane might have turned some heads. Some young minds might have enjoyed that mediocrity at a point.
We haven't even found out what Steve-O thinks, though. Sorry, Steve-O.
What about what, though?
In terms of this whole situation with Man City, charges are right, should they get, you know, reprimanded, or we should just leave it, man? Let it carry on, man.
Mate, I am a fan of football. So I just want football to be
played.
What are you doing? Why are you finishing my sentences?
Because I know what you're going
to
say.
Because he knows where you're going.
Fam, you don't have to be the Migos, fam.
Go on. So whatever we need to... So for instance, I love that Newcastle can spend. I love the... You know what I mean? I love Everton have got money now. So I just want... I don't give a hell about the charges.
New generation of football.
Because I know throughout the whole of football, the whole of sport, the whole of politics, the whole of everything...
It's all nonsense, really.
They're all got charges.
I hear you.
Does that happen in other sports though?
What do you mean?
Like, was LA Lakers meaty one time and then Arnold Schwarzenegger bought it bare?
LA Lakers were meaty when Jordan was at the Bulls.
Yeah, but surely it's not.
They were meaty.
Like, they still had, I'm sure they had Abdul Jamal and certain legends.
No, but you got, NBA is maybe a bad thing because you see what you can do. You can say, I can give you my player, but I want the next draft. I want the top two picks. Their whole thing ain't legit.
Because so a man will be the worst team. You finished last year. You're looking at your season, you're saying, right, this is a bit mid, you know.
But then your first
man just stop playing properly. Then you get first round pick. So now you're buying Messi.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Now you got your mouth.
Yeah.
How does that make sense?
But that's why I don't rate basketball, because one player can change a whole basketball team. Mm-hmm. And they get the best rookie.
But you don't rate it for that.
One man changes it.
It's only five
not
players.
Not even the gaffer.
It's only five players
but
to a team.
One man.
Yeah.
No, but one man can change it. We just don't see it, bro. We just don't see it. One man can change
what's
it.
What's it? Vanessa Bling said one man, innit?
Exactly.
Massive Vanessa Bling.
And Scorcher only mentioned one player at Arsenal that changed everything, Ian Wright. So sometimes it just takes one.
I think basketball, if you had three players on a football team, you could change a whole team.
So in regards to this war, what do you think? How much sides is there? It's two sides, the kind of the
haves and have nots.
All right, where's Liverpool? You have or
have nots. Have been a have not team. We've always been a have not team.
It's crazy.
I think you might be with City.
We got the bread.
I think you're with City on a low,
it's poor,
you know.
Bro.
On a low.
But it depends. Like, if
that stadium came out of nowhere.
Are you still paying off the stadium?
The Americans, innit?
Yeah, that's mad.
They pay for the stadium and then spent 60 million.
Brother,
striker.
They clawed that stadium from.
Nah, but it's different. It's not like Emirates times. Different times. You can rebuild a stadium, get the dough back. You got all the sponsorship. You got Nike and everything on the
side. Yeah, but you know, I'll be honest. Arsenal hustled bad, man. Because you see what? Like, you go past the Tottenham Stadium, it's got an NFL badge. So obviously, they made the NFL chip in.
That didn't really exist back then. So what we done, we had the partnership with Brazil. Remember, all Brazil played all their friends.
They're broke. They're broke. You're doing the wrong business deals. You're broke. You know what Arsenal thought? Ronaldinho's going to be in the stadium. We're going to sell it out.
No, brother. Ronaldinho played one game. Then it was Alano and them, man.
Me and Vuj were there doing up content and bare things. The game was, come on.
Hey, you know what, though? Speaking about what you lot are saying, though, about the City stuff, See me, do you know why I want to see them get in trouble?
Why?
I want to see it because you see if you're a real, like they're a super team now, isn't it?
Yeah.
You see if you can bounce back.
Bro, see the proper super clubs, yeah?
Like Juve.
They're better than everyone. And then when that don't work, they cheat.
Yeah.
And then when they get caught, they say, all right, cool, you caught us.
And then they're still
And then they
good.
Come back, bro. Yeah.
Juventus
ban, Chelsea transfer
United
ban, Atletico ban, Real Madrid transfer ban.
All the big teams.
Barca ting, AC Milan,
We're not talking about just transfer ban. We're talking about
I'm just saying, like, as a super club, you go two things and bounce back.
You like, Real Madrid's fall off was 12 years no Champions League.
What do you mean? They went to
their first Champions League back.
But we're talking
after
about
a long time, no?
Whoa.
Yeah, but Juventus' drop off is still the worst because they got relegated right down to.
Yeah, they went mad.
And their bounce back was ridiculous.
So that's different to the Madrid thing.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, dealing with some.
Oh, no. Your examples made sense. Juventus when they got all the way back down.
I can give you the Madrid because they went from Beckham, Zidane to Gravesen, Arbeloa.
No, wait, whoa.
Good. They weren't. It weren't a sad thing. It just didn't work.
Don't diss my guy though.
Who? Gravesen.
Arbeloa.
Don't diss my guy.
Arbeloa is Liverpool, bro. Arbeloa was dope at Liverpool.
Cold.
Zorat.
No, guys, I know we weren't doing tricks they like
went,
that. Let's
they went, they went and took a lump on that Marcelo. I think they paid that 1.6 million on him. They went from Galacticos and they dressed down.
I'm not saying you don't have a point, but I think matching Steve Owen's Scorcher's point is not more or less the performance of the team. It's the circumstances that you're placed in and then because of cheating.
They were placed in that circumstance, though.
No, we're talking about one is a ban and one is just because it's a change.
But they were placed in that circumstance because they had done some illegal activities to get the Galacticos, so they had to get rid of all of them, and they couldn't sign who was the best players then, as they can do every year after.
And then they signed Bear Dutch, they said Robin, Van Nistelrooy.
Royston, Drenthe.
Yeah, I remember.
Do you remember that time? They won nothing.
No, but it's because Barca, you know what it is, we move on.
So I'm bringing chaos to the show.
But obviously, it's the end of this painful week. We got a cracker coming up.
Ooh.
Liverpool vs Chelsea.
Yes.
I love a hate watch where it kind of don't matter what the result is. We can laugh at someone.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know them ones.
You know, just the other day though, was it the season before? Literally, just the other day, yeah? Do you not remember? Chelsea-Liverpool was some mid-table horrible clash. Like, it was like,
What's
that?
Bro, when? As a Spurs man, for you to say that, that must have been 1960.
Two seasons ago, you lot were, it was like 10th and, it was a 10th and 9th.
Liverpool.
Two seasons ago, Liverpool were doing a madness score.
Do you know what? It was the 0-0 and Mudryk came off the bench. You were both doing badly.
No, but it's not a mid-table. Liverpool have been the best team.
We've been the second best team.
Hold on, the lowest time. Liverpool have finished.
Fifth.
Since Klopp came eighth that season, has been fifth. And no, to be fair, he is talking about that season.
Bro, that game he's you lot played, about, it was like 10th versus 11th or something season, crazy.
Not last season, the season before last, he came fifth.
That's not mid-table though, is it?
We weren't fighting, we weren't hanging around mid-table.
But let's stick with today, man, because today, they're both, today, last six, they're undefeated.
Undefeated, both six.
You start before you left, bro.
Listen, undefeated, both six.
Mm-hmm.
New gaffers.
Yes.
Yeah. That says, can Liverpool win the league? I think Liverpool definitely can. That's out of the question. I want to ask, can Chelsea?
No.
Can Chelsea win the league?
Levi Colwill can't win the league.
But gee, they've got about seven men in his position.
No, it's true.
Levi Colwill can't win.
I don't think he's average.
Today.
I don't think he's average. I think he'd be good for you, lot.
I think, Kanate Van Dijk.
I watched him live against Arsenal in the League Cup. And I know men do this thing where it's like, if you see the man live, I know him differently.
Yeah,
but he's a good player.
I saw him live as well, Carabao Cup final.
Bro, you see Levi Colwill, yeah? You know what he's got everyone saying?
What you got against Levi?
He slaps it. He'll wrap it into anyone. And they can't really hack it. But the point is though, because of that, it's kind of got man, and there's a lot of aggression, but it's not really, I'm not seeing it.
If you're a manager, you're a manager. You'll want your defender to make sure the pass gets where it's going. Yeah. So if he wraps it into, you're going to have to tell your midfielder, sort your touch.
Pattern it up, yeah.
Yeah, because I want him to wrap it into my midfielder so it gets there.
Yeah, but the thing is,
you got to know who you're playing with, though.
Because obviously, if you watch football, and I don't want to divulge into this too much, but when you're in defence, you ain't got to wrap it because more time, everyone's sat back anyway because you're a top side and they're afraid to go forward. So you wrapping it, you've probably got enough time to go and get a patty and come back. So there's no need for that. But I agree, Chelsea can't win the league. Purely, I think that they've got a lot of questions that I don't think even the manager knows the answer to.
Forget Levi Colwill, Nicholas Jackson can't win the league, bro.
I think Chelsea will have a lot to do with who wins the league, though.
I think Chelsea will be a difficult game at a point.
I can't lie, because they've got certain players. Cole Palmer, obviously.
I tried to tell everyone.
You see, how long ago? But you're one of them, man. You just pick a man out of the
Football Manager. Yeah. Rooney Barger. He's there. Rooney Barger, isn't it?
Exactly.
Rooney Barger's next. Yeah, he is, but.
We all heard about Cole Palmer. at a similar time.
Yeah.
We've seen this youth with all these green stats on Football Manager. Like, who is he? Yeah. He's playing in the Friends matches of City. You can see who he is straight away. Community Shield, bang.
Baller. Banging it.
European Super Cup, bang.
Baller.
First league season, 22 league. He's incredible. Yeah. You understand? But obviously, he's definitely good. But I think Chelsea got a couple sleeping giants.
Mm-hmm.
You lot got this one.
You lot got the next Arco Palma, bro. You lot got the next one. Ethan Nwaneri.
Nwaneri is a bad boy.
Wait, who are the Chelsea players I like? Who are the gun? Yeah.
I like Nico Jackson, boys. I know that sounds nuts. I like changing the narrative.
The six Jackson.
You know what it is? He's what everyone thought Darwin Núñez was.
Yes.
Yeah? Finish up his finishing.
Yes.
And he'll be better. Darwin Núñez needs a bit more than finish up finishing.
Yeah.
Nicholas Jackson.
He needs therapy.
Fixed up and he is top 10.
The matches where he's not, it was against you.
Steve-O, you know what it is? You know what it is sometimes? It's how you how man frame it. You understand it when I put it like this. You know what he is? If you're a centre half. He's a handful.
But I've never seen a striker get that many chances.
You see, the games where he's got his shooting boots on, it's bro. Murder.
No, any game he's in is hard work, bro.
He's like, you see, because Chelsea got him the season we got Gabby Jesus, yeah? Or actually, was it a season after?
Season after. So, season we got Núñez.
Yeah. So I got to see Gabby Jesus with Arsenal. Then I saw my man. After about 5 games, I was like, I prefer my man to Gabby Jesus. Oh, what are you talking about? I was like, he's got what a striker needs, bro. The resilience, he keeps going. Have you ever seen, when they put the camera on him? He's not upset, you know? Emotionless.
No matter what's going on. He's actually cold.
He's always angry. What are you talking about? He's always flicking someone's ear.
No, but it's in the game. Gabby Jesus, Lacazette. These men are emotional. Aubameyang now, he'd miss a sitter.
I don't care.
Laugh it off, red head, hat trick at the end of the game. You understand?
Oh, in that sense,
You need a man that can brush it off, innit?
Loons, can I ask you a question, though? Because this is the one problem I think that you lot are going to encounter. I was on Twitter last week and I smiled. Not that you should smile over people's injuries, but I realised that Liverpool are having probably the most difficult period they've had now for the next 6-7 weeks than they've had all season, which is not that long. And there's no Alisson. He's injured. So even against Chelsea on Sunday, I go, Nicholas Jackson is probably going to have, you know, against Alisson will deal with it. But who's the second keeper?
Keller.
I seen him playing that other guy. Some other guy that's not Kelleher.
Milos, but Keller's back.
So I'll ask you a question. In the most difficult period where you don't have information about how
Jaros.
I was about to say, man said Milan Baros in one player, Milos.
Yeah.
You don't have the info about how your side responds to top sides. Now you've got 7 weeks of back-to-back top side games with one of your most crucial players not there. How do you respond? If you don't accumulate enough points throughout that period, do you still feel like you're title contenders?
All right, cool. Let me land. All right. Do you remember African Nations?
Yes.
Yep.
Remember the run that Mo Salah was on before African Nations?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remember what everyone said after Africa, when African Nations started? Liverpool not going to win a game. We won every game without Mo Salah, bro.
What does this have to do with Alisson?
Understand. We've got the best number two in the league. These are facts.
Kelleher is the best number two in the league.
Ortega's in the combo.
We got Neto. I don't know if he's better than Neto.
Who the hell's Neto?
What do you mean Neto? He's with Messi. That's my brother. Come on, man.
Neto, the guy that grabs the ball out the net. Don't worry about it.
Neto's been on Filthy. We rate
Shout
Neto.
Out Neto. He's the best keeper in the league. Come on out, brother.
Kelleher. We got offered 60 M's for Keller in the summer.
No, you did. From who?
Worry about all the guys offered those 60 M's for Keller.
Loons is back. He's got his own newspaper sources. Now listen, let's reel it in a bit again because we ain't spoken about the gaffers them. And I want to focus on one of them. Arne Slot is a classy name, first of all. I don't think he has the face for the name. He looked like a... Something stronger than that.
Jeffrey.
Petter. You know, like the foreign Peter or something.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like that. But let's speak about him for a second. Is he who Ten Hag should have been?
Yes. Absolutely.
Is that what we're saying?
Wait, can I just, like, are we all on the same page that Erik Ten Hag is the worst ever?
No.
He's the best.
No, but he's the...
Take off the Liverpool
for
hat,
us,
bro.
Let's just say we was Caleb. He is the what? Caleb, talk to me, bro. I always do this because I forget.
Mm.
How old are you, Caleb?
25.
This is really? The worst you've seen your club. probably.
No.
Yes. No.
Not maybe not position wise, but.
But you, what's confusing? It's not the worst I've seen.
Who's worse than this guy?
Where have you seen Man United finish lower than eighth or lower in your lifetime?
But the thing is, everybody just wants to just like leave out context when it comes to Erik ten Hag. I don't think he's sick. I don't think he's that great even. But the injuries that we've gotten, the situation. No. Okay. Oh. And also, this is the maddest situation I've ever seen a manager go through. Bro, man had to go through the Ronaldo situation, had to go through the Sancho situation, had to go through mad. He had to deal with a lot of stuff. This club restructuring. There's a lot of things that a man's
every
dealing with.
Managers have
no,
to deal
no,
with
not
this.
Every manager have to deal with
no,
this.
Right, cool. One sec. Pause. Name one manager that's not had to deal with difficult personalities in the changing
room. No, it's the difference between difficult name. Conversation and Piers Morgan interview and what they're saying, and then people coming out.
Right, how about Paul Pogba? One second. How about Paul Pogba getting killed by Graeme Souness every other week on Sky Sports whilst Jose Mourinho is in the change room? Jesse Lingard and Rashford are taking planes to America doing up.
They're doing dabbing.
Let's look at the facts, yeah?
Let's
Ten Hag,
the facts.
Like most United managers that get given the keys, spent a lot of money. Let's look at the items he's bought.
Previous Robins.
I remember when I used to send my brothers to the shop and these men are coming
£10,
back.
£10, give him £10. These men are coming back with dry roasted peanuts.
Literally.
They're expensive, brand.
The KP literally. Ones.
The KP ones.
£7.39.
£7.39.
Hey, pork scratchings. Pork scratchings.
My name is Nyan Pork. Brother just said, I saw this and I thought it was
curry pork.
But you know what I'm saying? But he's still going to get it. He thinks it's a new thing.
Yeah.
So pork scratchings, that's Malassia, pork scratchings.
Yo.
Then we got the honey roasted peanut. That's Anthony.
What's a nana, please?
A nana. Oh, my days.
A nana is that...
Wait, what's the other supermoat? Mighty Mo.
You know that...
Mighty Mo's cold.
Nana is that... You know that sweet... If you buy it for your kid, your kid's not going to sleep.
Licorice.
It's got a little bottle, yeah? And it's like... It says, liquid. Like, goo. It says goo. And you sprinkle the
what are you talking about, bro?
It's some mad...
I know what you're talking about. It's a sherbet.
Bro, if you give this to your...
Poet. You got to build the sweet.
You got to build the sweet.
Build the sweet.
No, bro, I almost said to my car, what you want? I see him in the side, yo. I said, what you want?
You know where the sweet
bro,
is?
We built
you
it.
You got to squeeze
you put the sherbet on the thing.
Yeah, and
then
the
you
gel,
get a little gel thing. Then you like
and you make
it,
your sweets,
and
bro.
Then you yum it.
Bro, it's big drip.
That's what Ten Hag is billing sweets. That's what he's doing.
So, you know, you hear like you got normally managers, there's normal problems. Like the players aren't fitting off, injuries, not my players, the system, adapting, all this stuff.
3 years.
He's been there time. He's had bread. He's bought players he's already worked with.
What do you need to see?
So then he's kept the players that he wanted that were already here. So I'm looking at it. The goalie's his goalie. The left back, whoever he picks, anyone,
what,
Delis, his player.
Martinez.
The right back's his. The two centre halves are his. The centre mid, the DM or centre mid's his.
He's worked with Eriksen as well, you know.
Eriksen's doing well, man.
Yeah.
Eriksen's doing well.
The right winger's his. The left winger's his by choice. The striker's, everything is his, bro.
You know what, Bunya manager, man. Built like a beluga whale.
The difference between Arnslot and Klopp is, I knew with Klopp, it's going to be, with Slot, I don't know. If we concede, I don't know what's going to happen. You understand? So against Forest, when we concede, I was like, oh my God, like, I'm expecting the Klopp reaction. If
yeah,
Klopp's
I see
there,
that. I said, right, you lot might be in trouble. Because Klopp don't, that
Klopp don't play that. You get me on this, oh, let's be easy. Da-da-da-da. See, Klopp, it's...
Loons, do you think you guys are playing well?
Huh?
Do you think you guys are playing well?
Yeah.
Like, really well?
Bro, Ryan Gravenberch is the best number six in the Premier League this season.
One second, I need to hear him out. What don't you know?
We balled you
3-0. Why are
they
not playing well?
Did you think you played well that game?
They could have beat you 7.
I think we were terrible. I thought we were...
No, man, bro. Bro, you see what? You're a new Man United fan.
What do you mean? I've been supporting them for all my life.
He's 25.
I know, but
you can tell
you,
Man United,
you know why? You know why? Because anyone that plays for Manchester United, that game against Liverpool, they turn up or they attempt to. But we were just there. This is your yard, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
This is your yard.
Do you know what makes it worse, yeah? Like, with this new manager that's come in, and he seems to get them more up for a Man United-Liverpool game in his first game than Ten Hag has done in five attempts.
But the last season, we didn't lose to Liverpool once.
You drew with us twice.
And we beat you.
In the FA Cup, and that's what I'm saying. You're gassing over that, bro. And then you went to Coventry, 2-3-0 up, and then got draw back to penalties. That's the team you are. But you see what they'll do? We won the FA Cup.
Lynch, forget that. We're here not to talk about losers. Liverpool, Chelsea, bro.
Yeah,
bro. Talk about that, Liverpool. Hey, that was a subtweet, though.
What have you won? What have you won?
Alex Ferguson. I heard Gary Neville say we never used to see Fergie all week until Friday when he picks the team. I believe now he's overrated.
What?
How can you?
Who?
If you're employing
Chelsea,
if you're,
you know what?
Let me learn.
With your hard nipples, man. Get out of here, man.
Let me learn. I said what I've said.
Is Alex Ferguson a football man?
No.
Because his son was terrible
exactly.
as a manager.
Let me learn. So Alex Ferguson knows a good coach. Mm-hmm. Don't know a good footballer.
So he's not a football man.
He doesn't know a good footballer. He had scouts. He had all this. Broski,
so
I heard Gary Neville. Bro, he had people.
You have to manage. You know a manager.
Yes,
let me come. Let me learn.
Yo. Well.
You manage a club.
Yes.
Right. That's like a football manager. You manage
like
a club. So mm-hmm. you bring in the scouts.
Yes.
You bring in the Kit Carsons. Yes. You bring in this guy. You bring. That's what he used to do.
Handle.
And he done that amazingly for 20 years.
Handle. But you know what he used to do? He used to go. Blackburn has scouted a player that no one's seen. I'll take their top scout. Spurs have done something good.
Hang about.
Arsenal done something good. Yeah. I'll take your top
scout. Hang about.
If you can't get your top scout.
No, but you know what that's like saying? You know what that's like saying?
I'll take your top player.
That's like saying.
It's a gamble still.
That's like saying, say some old man runs
overrated.
A nightclub.
Overrated.
Yeah, and he doesn't know nothing about the music or anything, but it's the best nightclub in the city. And he's handpicking all the people that, you still have to rate that. It's different.
I rate his handpicking.
Because you know what it is? It's like, Mourinho's like that. There's a lot of the top bosses. Remember we had Iwobi here. He said Ancelotti's son was the one and a couple other people, the ones
on
that
the training pitch.
So I think that's even.
But Ancelotti still manages the team. He still has to make.
He makes the tough decisions.
Same as Alex Ferguson. It falls back on him.
You're realizing, yeah. As a manager, do you know like probably the biggest job you've got, and it's different to everyone. You have to delegate. You have to know who is right for what position, because if they get it wrong, you get it wrong. So if Alex Ferguson wants to. So if Alex Ferguson's able to get the right scouts because they got loads of good players for a long period of time and the right youth team coaches and the right coaches and so on and so forth, and it wasn't once, you can think about the amount of people that are beside Alex Ferguson over the course of years. All, from Steve McLaren to all sorts,
yeah,
Brian Kidd.
Carlos Queiroz.
I'm telling you, this ain't monopoly, my bro. This ain't by chance. This is being able to manage something
his
well.
His last decision was his worst decision.
I was just about to say,
his last decision was his worst decision.
To get the last
David
one
Moyes.
Wrong, though.
Trust David Moyes.
On the other end of the spectrum, we've got Arsene Wenger. He tried to do everything.
Goated, though. Goated.
You got my knitting the kits and flipping.
But goated, though.
No, but it's
goated.
His legacy is mash up because of that.
No, it ain't.
Yes, it is.
As a non-Arsenal fan.
This is, you see why I hate you, man? When Wenger was there, Wenger was an idiot for everyone. Ain't won the Champions League. Ain't done this. Now we stopped. It's fine.
You can go in my Twitter and see. I say Arsenal fans are the most ungrateful. You see, Arsene Wenger, he changed football. You see when...
What did that mean when we had Socrates? So cause he bought Colo Torre and them, man, I have to rate Dennis Suarez.
Lippy, it's the 400 bags he spent on Patrick. Hey, Lippy, it's the 400 bags he spent on Patrick Vieira. It's the 2.5 million he spent on Dennis Bergkamp. It's a 10 point.
He didn't spend that on Bergkamp. Now, Bruce Rioch got Bergkamp. He got Vieira.
Vieira and Anelka. Sorry, Anelka.
Hey, by the way, sorry.
Anelka.
I just want to say,
that's hustle.
See, Wenger, yeah, he's been finessing with the Bergkamp for a minute, though.
Yeah,
everyone thinks he's
Bergkamp. No, it was Bruce Rioch.
And Bruce Rioch left. Bruce Rioch didn't even get to play him.
He did. Played for a year, but Bruce Drake was an idiot. But Wenger got the best out of... What are you talking about? Wenger got the best out of Bergkamp. We don't have to go around for too long, but in the 97-98 season, no one don't even know Bergkamp was scoring 20-plus goals because it doesn't really exist in his career like
that. He didn't score any against Spurs. He scored one against Spurs.
With Bergkamp?
Yeah, that's why I don't rate him. That's why I think he's overrated.
What do you mean? He scored 96-97 season against
Spurs. Yeah, I know, but he scored one goal or two goals in 11 years against Spurs.
I don't believe that's a fact, mate.
What are you saying? You don't rate him? You don't rate him, Lou?
No, I don't rate him. I think he's overrated.
What am I saying? How long you been back on the show, bro?
And you're saying mad stuff. Just That's today. What I'm saying. He's come back one day, he just mash up the
with
whole
the loose
chemistry.
Shirt and just came, yeah, man.
The loose shirt.
I'm saying, boys.
Brother, loose shirt.
Boys.
Hard nipples.
Obviously, the Prem Civil War has been ongoing. The real war starts again weekend.
What did Liverpool I say? How many goals
are we playing? I don't care. How many goals did Firmino
two
score?
Two goals.
With his fake teeth.
You said one. He said one.
He said one, though.
I said two.
No, you said one.
I said two. Scorcher. I said two. You lot run the tape back. I'm on the fence. I said two. One. Wait. A striker's been at a club 11 years, main rivals, and he scored two in 11 years.
But I can fight. I remember him setting up two goals against
them. He's a Xerxes, man. He's a 9.5.
Don't ever Xerxes off.
He's a Xerxes, bro. He's a 9.5.
Xerxes. Hey, listen, boys. Run it up. Listen, make sure you like, subscribe, watch previous
comment.
Episodes. Poet is doing the things that you want.
Comment.
Respect him. Stop with the negativity. We're back now. I feel like we're back, boys, innit?
I'm back like Ross Barkley, also.
My guy.
On a musical thing.
On a musical thing.
Shout out my boy SB. He's like, hey, listen, you're moving like Barkley. No, the Champions League, the newer joint. Not the that when it was. Not
are your shirts baggy still, but big you up.
Do you want me to, again?
Do it for Poet.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a 1-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.